B-Pod Studios.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's tough to sit there and hold your tongue. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Zone.
Five, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. All right, this is kind of a funny story. Dion Waiters from the Heat. The story first started that he had a medical emergency on the plane.
Panic attack.
But that didn't come out first.
Okay. Right.
It said that he had a medical emergency. Then it came out that it was from Phoenix to Los Angeles, so not exactly a long flight. A Heat spokesman told me the team cannot comment due to medical confidentiality laws. Then it turned out that Dion Waiters is the Heat player who had an emergency on team plane. I've been confirmed. Waiters overdosed on gummies, sources say, and was passed out when the plane landed. He had a seizure when he's finally woken up, I'm told. Waiters is listed out tonight, illness. Then this happens. The Heat believe Waiters was given the gummy by a teammate, but Waiters had been reluctant and has decided not to say who provided it. Waiters had a tumultuous series of events with Miami last season. Miami leveled a 10-game suspension on Waiters for conduct detrimental to the team.
Too much.
What are you going to give the guy for freaking out? Off heels of an incident where he had taken one gummy prior to boarding the team plane, per sources. Well, first of all, he didn't have a seizure. I'm telling you that right now. There's not a way in hell he had a seizure. But, all right, here's the problem with gummies. Is that with gummies, they kind of tell you, and if you've had something like this happen to you, 617-779-0985. Because I know guys who've thought it was a good idea to take mushrooms before they flew. And strangely enough, didn't work out in their favor. Nope. No, you're putting yourself in a tube 30,000 feet above the earth with a bunch of strangers. That doesn't seem like a cool vibe to be doing. But as you know, Joe, the gummies, it's not an exact science how much THC is in a gummy.
Yes.
They can tell you one thing, but it could mean another.
Yep.
They can affect you in different ways.
Correct.
A gummy can take anywhere from an hour to 2.5 hours to kick in because you're consuming it orally instead of smoking it. I wonder what that panic attack was like. Because obviously it wasn't someone white knuckling the handles of his seat. This is someone who was making a production out of it.
Yeah.
And now, have you ever smoked before you flew?
Yes, yes. I won't say I'm a THC expert, but I've been in the weed game for a while. I know a little bit about it. I have smoked. I have gone on a plane and had no issues at all.
My wife takes chocolate sometimes before she flies because it calms her down.
So, again, different strokes, different folks. But whenever I take an edible, it affects me differently. More to a mushroom level than a THC weed.
See, that is what I do not like about edibles, is I do not want any kind of psychedelic experience whatsoever.
Yeah, and then again, the reason behind it is when you take an edible, it hits your liver first, and your liver then puts stuff through your bloodstream, where when you smoke, it goes right to your bloodstream instead of your liver.
Well, that's why when I heard something with Artie Lang, where he said that he was, one day he took 140 Percocet, and had pancreatitis, so he had to start sniffing them so they wouldn't go through his liver.
Yeah. Yeah,
so that was, he was being responsible.
Yeah. But yeah, for me, whenever I've ate brownies or done gummies, I hallucinate.
Like, for real?
Yeah, the last time I did them, yes.
Now, what did you, was it like a walls melting kind of thing?
So, like, when you do mushrooms, right, you get this, like, anxiety, and then it's somewhat supposed to give you a fever. To the point where your fever is so high, you have visuals.
Our phones broken? Our phones are broken.
Trying to solve an issue so we can get calls, yes.
Ah.
Oh, quite, thanks for the heads up.
So perfect time to do a phoner.
Perfect time to do a phoner.
I know you used to listen for calls, but no one's listening today because it's a holiday.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
Okay.
It's not because the phones are broken.
Tell more weed stories.
I mean, so the phones aren't broken.
Well, they're not now. So if you want to...
so maybe you throw out the number again.
Let's give out the number again.
No, but were they really broken?
There was an issue with them, yes.
For how long?
It's been sporadic.
Okay.
It's been... Bird will answer and someone won't be there and they can't hear him, so this...
All right, 6177.
We don't know if it was a bird issue or a phone issue.
This is probably just, it's probably because no one's listening because it's a holiday and we're the only people who have to be here. 6177790985. So you will, you, how many times have you panicked?
Oh, regular marijuana off very often. It depends. THC levels can be higher than others. Can depend on what you ate. There's a lot of things involved.
Okay.
But yes, I've had panic attacks before.
All right, so what is... What makes you continue partaking in it?
I think it's the atmosphere and what you eat, to be honest with you. I haven't smoked in almost 3 months.
Was there a reason?
I had a dental issue. I can smoke again. I just haven't. But I've had zero panic attack, zero. Like health-wise, I actually feel great.
Okay.
Not smoking.
Yeah.
But I vape now. I don't do the real flower.
Okay. So, and that's less...
I think the flower is more stuff in it, but the oil is more potent.
Okay, but you have smoked, you've vaped.
Within the last 3 months.
Okay,
within the last 3 months.
Okay, but you've stayed out of it.
Yes.
Have you ever flown on edibles?
Not on edibles, no.
Okay, because that seems like that would be a complete nightmare.
Yeah, and like I've done mushrooms before and done it, like gone to like, you know, laser shows and carnivals and stuff, and that's wild. So I can only imagine what it's like on an airplane.
So you go to a carnival and there's all those people there. I would imagine that is not a good place to be.
It's not a good place to be.
Yeah, I had a fraternity brother who took mushrooms for the first time, and we were right by a lake, and he started throwing all his belongings into the lake. Because he was freaking out so bad. Yeah, he just started.
That's great.
And we were just laughing our asses off. Like, what a no one tried to stop him. He threw his wallet in there, his watch. He was throwing his clothes in there. All right. Well, this phone screen is not working, so I'm just taking calls. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
So one time about like 3-4 years ago, me and two of my buddies, we got some homemade gummies from the local guy. And it was our first time taking edibles. One of my buddies just completely passed out in about like 15, 20 minutes maybe. I was fine, having a great time watching 21 Jump Street for the first time. But my other friend, who was not really like a smoker or anything, he obviously, he immediately thought like he was going to die. He was, his heartbeat was going like a million miles a second. And I was so stoned. I was freaking out. Like I was preparing what to tell his mom after he died. I was like preparing for life after my buddy died off of this homemade edible. And,
Yeah, and that's the thing is that I am so jealous if you see people like Willie Nelson that can just smoke constantly and it brings them joy, that, like, why can't I have that?
So that's the thing. I when I've smoked every day in a row, you just get that good feeling, you know, that, oh, great, I'm high, and you get that feeling. It's when you start up again. Like, I've smoked to people who've never smoked before, and, like, they go nuts.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know how they do it. So I do agree, like... Some people, it's great when they smoke, but, you know, it's if you do it constantly, like you said, Willie Nelson, it's like Snoop Dogg, these guys, they do it every day, and it's a great feeling.
Well, because I've told the story before about when I smoked PCP by accident.
Yeah.
And I was smoking with a guy who smoked constantly. And
smoked PCP constantly?
No. I got a pre-roll. I won a pre-roll playing card, a couple pre-rolls. And my advice, don't take a pre-roll from anyone. That's not working.
I did that at a concert once and was not good.
Okay. And so, I felt I was being a puss because I looked at my hands and they were sweating. So I went home. My girlfriend talked me down. I called, my friend called. He goes, I'm at Burger King. And I go, okay. And he goes, I can't leave. And I'm like, what do you mean? This is before cell phones. He goes, I physically can't leave. Like, I'm freaking out. So that's happening. I gave a joint to a bunch of my other friends that were going to Lollapalooza. One ran in, it was one of those like outdoor venues. One ran into the woods and they couldn't find him, and the other one passed out and hit his head on a bumper. One of those gentlemen is a police officer now, and the other is a doctor.
The doctor was the one who hit his head on the bumper?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, when you had your you've seen Friday, right? Remember when Smokey smokes with the guys and gets stuck in the chicken thing or the bird thing?
Yeah.
Like, did you have that kind of, because I've heard people get those kind of like flashback images when they like panic and get high, like from like smoking stuff like that.
The worst that I've ever, for PCP, I didn't smoke enough of it. Like, it wore off pretty quick. The worst was one time I got really, really high, and the end of The Simpsons, you know how it's super fast?
Yeah.
It was going real slow, and I realized that time was moving fast, but in my brain, it had slowed down, and I was freaking out, and I was like, in my brain, I'll be freaking out for like 2 days. Like, the next hour is going to seem like half a day. And so I sat there and just freaked out and tried to make myself fall asleep, and to no avail. All right, we have full phone lines.
There you go.
And we'll be working on the phone screen, or it'll all be great. We will be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's tough to sit there and hold your tongue.
Ooh.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Zone.
The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Damn, I want to be a part of this thing.
Show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Toucher and Rich on 95, the Sports Hub.
So the phone screener's not working, and so Bird like wrote down some of the calls. Did he go and touch the elevator door?
I don't know where he went. So the phone screener freezes up. So the problem is with the callers that are already on hold.
But I think that he left the room and touched the elevator door.
You saw him get up and leave, right? You saw him get up and leave. And I said, Bird will be right in. And then you looked at me probably 10 seconds later and you're like, where is he? And I looked to my left, which is the window that would go by. And I'm like, I don't know where he went.
Did Bird...
Where did you go?
I was just writing more on the wall.
He was writing on the wall.
Did you touch the elevator button?
I can't hear him.
Did you touch the elevator button? Did you go and hit the elevator button? He said he did not.
All right, should I believe him?
Can you read anything that's written down?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. John, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Morning, long-time listener. Love your show.
Thank you.
So, you guys are talking about edibles, and I don't have tons of experience with them because I'm like, over 12 years in recovery. So, like, back when I was a pothead, it was, like, pot brownies and hash cookies and stuff like that. But, so over the summer, we're having a barbecue, and a family friend came over, and you know, he asked, "Can I throw this? You know, one of those chocolate weed pops?" And he's like, "Can I throw it in your fridge because I don't want it to melt in my car?" And I'm like, "Sure." So like, he threw it in the freezer, and like forgot about it, whatever. So a few days later, I took my daughter, she's five, I took her to McDonald's, and I get a call from my wife. We live right next to my in-laws. I get a call from my wife. My mom's over here crying, laughing. Something's wrong with her. I said, what are you talking about? She said, yeah, she's over here crying. She ate that weed pop that was in the freezer. And, dude, mind you, this lady does not smoke weed. She does not drink. She barely drinks. Like, she'll get buzzed off one drink. So I come home. She's, like, in the fetal position on her couch, crying, laughing, like, paranoid as all hell. And I'm like, so she's like, this, what it was is she thought she was just going to eat this and it wasn't going to happen. She knew what it was. It's not like she didn't know what it was. She thought she was going to eat this weed pop and have a nice little Sunday for herself and be all relaxed and everything was going to be good. Dude, it was the complete opposite. It was like the Sunday from hell for her. And
how long did it last?
Dude, all day. All day.
It was frozen. Think about dude, that. When you eat the frozen one, it's going to take longer.
She was like, that. She ate it in the morning sometime. And like I said, I was out with my daughter. I got the call from my wife. But I'm like, what do you mean your mom ate the weed pot? She doesn't even smoke. She doesn't even do drugs. She doesn't even drink. She's like, I don't know. She's all messed up. So I go over there, and she's freaking out. She's like, that was laced with something.
There was something in it.
And I'm like, yeah, it was laced with marijuana.
Right. I mean, the reactions that people have are crazy. I mean, have you ever gotten drunk and then you eat a bunch of chocolate and go to sleep and then you wake up in the middle of the night and you go, oh, boy, I'm super high. That's happened to me before.
I mean, I've taken like weed brownies without knowing before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, like all of a sudden I'm like, dude, what was in the brownies? Like I noticed just like my eyes like being different.
Well, that's got to make it 10 times worse if you didn't know you were going to take it.
No, because you don't know. You don't know. Nope. I disagree with that.
He said definitively.
Because right. if you took something,
Murray
you're waiting
knows
for
what
it,
he speaks. You know? Oh, so the anticipation you're saying?
Yeah, I think I told you this. I one time tried to make my own oil. I smoked
oh,
it.
That's
and it was
right.
Berserk. Like it was way too potent.
Oh, really?
And yeah, I had to throw it out.
Do you ever do those dabs?
So that killed me once. Yeah, dabs is like stay away. Don't bother.
Well, it's like the most concentrated amount of marijuana you can smoke.
Yeah, you
gotta
smoke like a weird jewel too to do it. But yeah, it knocked me out. One hit, I was knocked out for like 8 hours. I couldn't move. Talk about sitting there. I melted in my chair.
This size,
and I didn't know my buddy. I tried this and I tried it, and like you ever heard of shatter? It's like this other stuff. Oh, jeez. There's a lot of stuff that
where you need the blowtorch to
yes,
smoke it.
Yes, yes.
There was a guy on YouTube that did 100 of them in a row.
Yeah, no, that stuff's crazy, man.
Yeah, no, thank you. All right, Tim, go ahead.
Hey, boys, good morning.
Hey.
So, went out probably 6 years ago, visited some college buddies out in San Diego. Then I had to get on a bus, and then I was taking a Phoenix. So before I get on the bus, I go into a store, pick up 3 pot brownies. They're like 100 milligrams each. All right. I'm a little bit of a connoisseur. Not a big deal. That's going to last me, you know, a couple days. So before I get on the bus, I take a half a brownie. I get on the bus. It's like a 16-hour ride or whatever. So I got the giggles. I'm feeling pretty good. I pass out. I wake up, must have been a couple hours later, and the bus has stopped. And I look out the window. And I see a German Shepherd hopping into the back of an SUV, sniffing it out, looking around. And I realize I'm at the border. And the bus dipped around, and it got so close to the Mexican border that Border Patrol comes on. So I'm freaking out. So I take the rest of it, and I immediately think that, like, oh, no, they're going to know what I got.
You're going to eat it all.
So I take the rest. So I did. I pounded it. I took the 2.5 brownies, and lo and behold, they come on the bus, and it was a couple of guys, and they come on, and they're asking for everybody's IDs. Now, I look around me, and there were a couple of guys that didn't look so legitimate there, that maybe they crossed the border, you know, illegally.
I can tell you that they weren't looking at me whatsoever, and they were looking at the Mexican fellows. So in hindsight, didn't need to do that at all. So I'm kind of freaking out. I didn't think it was a big deal, though. So, all right. So I fall asleep. I wake up, and I have no idea how soon after, but I wake up to the sound. I mean, it sounded like, wow. So I wake up like, what the hell? And I'm in the middle of a wide open, I'm looking out the window, middle of wide open Arizona, and there are two fighter jet planes. Now, in hindsight, they're running like their little practice loops. They're getting down low to the ground, shooting up, and then they go straight up into the sky. They peel off. I mean, it looked kind of cool. But at the same time, here I am, 300 milligrams in, and I'm thinking, shit, they're after me.
Oh, all right.
They know what's going on. So I start freaking out. I run into the bathroom, and I'm sitting there, and I'm just kind of rocking back and forth for a little bit. And then all of a sudden, it hits me in the stomach, and I throw up. Now, we're on a bus. It was kind of loud. So I get up and I go back over to the seat and I'm sitting there. I feel like shit.
All right, you just swore twice. Can't have that.
So much for taking phone calls for a while, right?
Are we out of dump?
Temporarily, yeah.
Yeah.
I hate being on the air with
them. You ever see Super Troopers? Like something like that happen. The guy, they get pulled over and the guy just starts eating all the weed. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm sure that would make you sick. Yeah, it's too much intake.
And I'm also sure that being out in the middle of a desert on a effing Greyhound bus is really the good way to go.
Yeah. But the whole thing with Dion Waiters, though, like, these are athletes. Dion Waiters is a nut job, by the way. Like,
right.
He's a talented player.
Yep.
Crazy. Detrimental to the team conduct.
Yes.
Like, 10 games, I think, is too much. Like, I think that's too much for this guy. I mean, what'd Chandler Jones get?
I mean, wouldn't you have sympathy for the guy?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, he took a gum and he freaked out. Oh, but I can only imagine what he was doing on the plane. Because if someone's freaking out on, have you ever been on a plane where someone's freaking out?
Yeah.
And like they, you know, someone comes over to them, they like soothe them. I was on a plane that was getting jostled all around. And thank the Lord that I was next to a priest who had his Bible out and was rocking back and forth crying. But but people were like, you know, settling people down and things of that nature. Can you imagine? He must have gotten up and gone insane. Yeah. And on a short flight, I mean, he must have just gotten up and gone crazy. I cannot. That might have been actually funny. All right. Well, listen.
I wonder if Kelly Olynyk gave him it. You know, like if I start like going through the team.
Kelly Olynyk, and then he started thinking he was an actual horse.
Instead, he clopped by, yeah. Dropped it off.
That's the only guy away on the Heat I could think of that gave it to him, you know?
I mean, it could have been a trainer. It could have been anybody.
Yeah.
No, I'm going Olynyk.
No, they was L.A. to Phoenix because it's legal in L.A. Hmm. I don't know why you can't. I don't know why you wouldn't be able to smoke it there or to eat it there.
I don't think Jimmy Butler gave it to him.
Are we really going to go down the roster?
I'm looking. The only guy I can see is Kelly Olynyk.
I see.
You, Canadian, you know,
mild-mannered Canadian guy, never been in trouble in his life.
Well, remember those Beaster? I don't know if you remember that. Just back in the day, they called them Beasters. It was just this Canadian bud, and it was just like these orange hair. No, you don't remember this stuff.
No, I see.
Okay. It all came from Canada back in the day.
I see. Okay.
Call them Beasters.
Would you go to the club with Rich?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Did you see the Instagram he put up?
Yeah, I did.
I saw that. You're the first person I thought of. Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool. All right. We'll be back. So you're going.
I'm good.
Yeah, you're going.
He showed us his dance moves the other day.
I get some moves.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just real quick, they're calling it hashtag Gummygate down in Miami. They're trying to figure out there's a contest going on to find out who gave them the gummies.
Let's stop it.
They're
right
running.
Now.
They're running the contest.
It could have been him. I mean, they could have been him.
Yeah.
They just had a bad experience. I don't think that you should take anything but complete downers unless you're flying. Take Xanax, alcohol, take whatever you want. Don't take Ambien. Do not take Ambien on a flight because you won't remember what the hell you did.
So power ranking, Joe, power ranking, you must have looked at it. Power ranking, number one, Kelly Olynyk.
Yep, no doubt.
James Johnson, two. Jimmy Butler there at three.
Oh, okay.
Then Derek Jones and Justice Winslow. Is it Tyler Hero? Is that how you pronounce his last name?
Yeah, the first round pick.
He's there, number six.
Yeah. All right. So we'll be back. Here are the headlines.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
This is where Boston talks sports. Toucher and Rich, Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and I was sent this article by Dan about the dangers of the daylight savings time. According to science, has long term brain effects. That this is something that is, as time goes on and medicine continues to evolve, people are realizing that sleep is among the most important things that you can get. That sleep is like one of the top three things that the human body needs. Do you know your brain shrinks like 40% when you sleep? I believe it might even be 60%, but your brain shrinks and it releases chemicals that have been built up and is entirely necessary for you to have a normal functioning brain. So by doing morning radio, you're costing yourselves, I'm not lying, you're costing yourselves, I don't know,
years.
15 years off your life?
Yeah. That was rule number one when I first showed up to do mornings. This shift will take years off your life.
Yes, it does.
It does.
I mean,
not surprised.
Maddie is smart because Maddie is getting older, but he doesn't show up to work until around 7:30. So he has that going for him. And what are they going to do to him?
I know.
They're not going
to. That's
fire
a great.
Him.
I mean, to get to that station in life is a goal of all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just where you don't. I think the wave of the future with morning radio is that it's, or morning, whatever form of, you know, if you're listening to it live, any live audio is going to be to start at 7. Because 7 to 11. Because if you look at it, what do you think? The traffic's worse from 10 to 11 than it is from 6 to 7, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
Getting out of here is not pretty. Yeah.
Yes. No, but still, I agree. I mean, getting out of here when we do, it's still 93, still packed north.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Transition seasons are associated with increased risk of heart attack and ischemic stroke, as well as other negative effects of partial sleep deprivation. Average sleep duration shrinks by 15 or 20 minutes for adults during daylight savings time transitions, which may increase the risk of fatal accidents. To raise awareness of the health impacts from clock transitions, which change when the body gets light, sleep experts from Vanderbilt University Medical Center published a JAMA neurology commentary in which they recap large epidemiology studies to advocate for the end of the practice. People think our 1 hour transition is no big deal, but that they can get over this in a day. But what they don't realize is their biological clock is out of sync. And that is the chair of the cognitive childhood development and professor of neurology and pediatrics and sleep disorders division at someplace in over there in Vermont.
I see.
It's not 1 hour twice a year. It's a misalignment of our biological clocks for 8 months of the year. So not only is this complete, I hate having this argument. So I'm at a 1 o'clock soccer game, and the sun is going down in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not right. It's 1:30 in the
beginning. Its descent. Yes.
Oh, it's had begun its descent. It wasn't beginning. I mean, it had begun its descent.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I can't believe that they're doing this. And then the answer that was given to me was defending it was, well, the kids go to school when it's dark. I grew up in Detroit, which is the westernmost part of the Eastern time zone. I went to school in pitch black. It was pitch black when I went to school. And my thing to you would be, so? Like, big deal. How far do you have to walk to a bus stop? I mean, how far do you got to go?
I just
like you can't stand on the sidewalk in the dark. Like, what's going to happen? Like, there's murderers roaming around at 7 o'clock in the morning. Is this regarding what I'm saying, Bird? Okay. Hello. All right.
That worked well.
Hello.
Okay. Oh, there we are. Bird must have not hit the right button.
Everything's broken, but go ahead.
That's okay. It'll get better. Fred, first of all, just go to bed earlier. And second of all, if waking up early does indeed take years off your life, then Mark Wahlberg has like 2-3 more years left.
That is, but with that prayer and everything else he's doing, it's going to be, I mean, you know, he allots himself that 45 minutes to be with his family. So he's almost superhuman. If he was on the
blame stuff on his kids when he leaves sporting events early.
That's right, because, you know, he has to get back at it. No,
get him, Mark.
Going to bed early is not an option. But the idea that you can't be outside waiting for a bus in the dark is asinine. It's stupid. Who do you think's roaming around at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Criminals that are home early.
Yeah, by the way, if you're living in a neighborhood where there's like junkies and prostitutes and people with weapons mm-hmm. patrolling the streets at 7 o'clock in the morning, that's on you.
Right.
That's I can't help you with that. Dark or light. If you're, I can't take one road that I used to take here because there'd be dudes on children's bikes that were just scattered all over the road, and I was afraid I was going to hit one of them.
Right.
So I had to change that whole thing. Just don't worry about it. Let your kids sit out there. Give yourself one more hour of light.
And Fred, just that caller I know is making fun of Mark Wahlberg, but it's going to bed, or what he said, just go to bed earlier. That's not the case for the 4 or 5 months that were in daylight savings. It's the clock in your body.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the circadian rhythms. It's awful. It is taking years off of our lives.
I remember.
We all know it.
I remember all of this not mattering nearly as much when I was younger, though. I mean, it just was something that happened, and we just did it. We got used to it. We didn't bitch and moan about it.
How did you practice? Like, I know how you practice. You went to the band room.
That's right.
But Murray, how did you practice at the end of football season?
Like, what do you mean? Like,
there was no light.
Oh, well, sometimes you did indoors. Or what would happen is you just go over game plan and then just run sprints.
Because my daughter couldn't even have soccer practice.
Yeah, you would just do game plan, sprints. That's it.
Well, that's
sometimes
not good
at the end of the year, you don't do sprints.
See, that's not even good for the development of the team.
It's not.
So how are you supposed to get your D1?
You can also practice inside as well, like use the gym.
Did you have a big practice facility?
No, but we used the high school basketball gym.
Well, see, that's not good either.
Yeah, you know, we were barefoot, too. Unless you had sneakers.
There was nothing quite as fun as doing baseball tryouts in the gym.
Yeah.
You
get the cage going. But
you can see the ball so well. Yeah.
Used to pitch off this mound that they made out of wood.
Oh, there's nothing better than the glare coming off the light court and people in stupid hard-on coaches ripping balls at you.
Yeah,
and
we
you
used
can't
to have the videotape.
Anything.
They would, this is your swing. You got an uppercut swing. We used to do that.
Well, you know what they have now? They have a computer that they use where it shows you the launch angle and the speed of the ball coming off your bat.
Launch angle's a big thing now.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Back in the day, I just ripped it like Mo Vaughn.
That's the idea.
Right,
the uppercut swing is in.
Yep.
You were before your time.
Ken Griffey Jr., Mo Vaughn, that was it for me.
All right. And finally, the AV Club has put out their best shows of the 2000s. And the top two are obvious. Would you care to take a guess?
Seinfeld.
Of the 2000s.
Oh, 2000, sorry.
This is why we can never do a game about sitcoms.
Yes, because
you'll go Roots. No, I don't do that.
Sitcoms of the 2000s, huh?
Not sitcoms of the 2000s, just television shows of the 2000s. All right, The Office. How's that? The Office,
yes,
is not in the top 25.
Really? Friends?
It must have had to have started in the 2000s. No, Friends?
Friends is in the 2000s, wasn't it?
John, what's wrong? What's wrong with you?
What?
what's wrong with you?
How do you not know when these shows were on the air?
Did it not go cross into the 2000s, yes or no?
No.
No.
The Friends did not go...
Friends has been off the air for 20 years.
I could have sworn Friends was part of the early part of the 2000s.
That's just a ballpark guess.
According to what I see, the show must have started in the 2000s. New Girl, by the way, hanging tight at 32. You're the worst at 35, by the way.
Can I throw Game of Thrones in there, or am I...
Game of Thrones is not in there.
Okay. Breaking Bad?
Breaking Bad is number one.
Okay.
Sopranos?
Sopranos is not applicable to this list.
John's checking out. John's like, I'm out.
Nope.
I'm out. Mad Men.
Mad Men is number two.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm spitballing here.
Can you spit? Really? That's.
I don't like this show, but I see it all the time. Big Bang Theory?
No, they're not going to put that in.
Okay, good, because I don't get that show.
Silicon Valley is number 75. They put at number four Parks and Recreation.
It's okay. Well, that show's decent.
It's a good hungover show, but it is no Sunday. See, here's the deal, is that usually on Sundays I'll get up, or Saturdays or Sundays, I'll get up at 5 o'clock in the morning out of habit, and then I'll know that New Girl's on from 5 to 6. So I got that going for me. Then I'll go back to bed, and when I get up, it's The Office. And that's how you spend the first part of the day, even though my daughter and I have been watching Jersey Shore nonstop.
Fred, is Always Sunny on there?
Always Sunny is not on here.
Really?
Did Lost start in the 2000s, he said, worry? Is Lost on that list?
I bet you South Park is.
No. South Park's not. Well, South Park has been on for 45 seasons.
Wow.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Always Sunny started in the 90s. I don't know. I can't.
But there were like 14 seasons, but yeah.
All right. Yeah. So there you go. You guys ever watch Nip Tuck?
Yes.
Seen it, yeah.
Yeah. That was something you could play with yourself, too. All right. We will be back. We'll find out what Zolak and Bertrand have on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is where Boston sports fans start their day.
Oh, now, focus.
With Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Happy Veterans Day, everybody. Happy Veterans Day. Not a company holiday, but hey. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
By the way, the thing was the 100 best shows from 2010 to 2019, so I apologize.
Ah.
Oh, just The Office. So we
were nowhere close.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'll put that on myself. I apologize. Oh, we have Scott Zolak enjoying a weekend off. We have Mark Bertrand enjoying a weekend off. We have Mr. Hardy enjoying a weekend off.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you got to...
How was your off weekend, Hardy?
Hey, you know, it's being a father is no days off. You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you what.
Beatles, your kids give you the days off. You have a nice weekend.
He's in hell.
Rather than the game.
I watched She's All That.
That's a great movie.
Good movie.
It is.
Another one of those really bad good movies that Hardy's been talking about on his series.
Which I watched, one is She's All That?
The one...
Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Lady Boggs.
Lady Boggs?
The guy who died.
Paul Walker?
Paul Walker.
Great actors in that movie.
Yes, and she turns into...
she's like, an art girl, and she's like crunchy, and they make her hot.
And Freddie Prinze Jr. is supposed to turn... The bet from Paul Walker is to make her into...
See, the problem was I never took Freddie Prinze Jr. as like the all-star athlete. That's like miscast.
Well, he played soccer.
Yeah, soccer.
So let's be real. That's
big star in the Cape League. Big star.
Oh, that's Summer right. Rental.
No, that's Summer Catch.
Summer Catch. That is unwatchable. But the great thing about
Is he moved yet?
Yes, he moved once.
I did a couple times.
I've never known once until Fred brought it up. That's awesome.
The best thing
about like becomes that seat.
And she's all that. She's involved in this like dance troupe. And she has on a skin-tight leotard, like the girl who's supposed to be frumpy.
Can't say that word.
Skin-tight leotard.
Oh.
It's an article of clothing.
You didn't really.
That was pretty good.
You didn't really.
Good job. No, he's joking. Okay. So, but she obviously has a... Yeah, she obviously, I have a follow-up, but I could tag it, but I'm not going to. But, and she obviously has a great body.
Right,
and
right.
So, and at that point, I mean, what, she doesn't wear makeup? Come on. And then I tried to watch, like, Father Like Son, the Kirk Cameron, Dudley Moore tour de force, but my daughter was not interested in that.
No.
You don't have another TV in the house where, like, she could watch another TV?
I don't know. I didn't mind watching those movies with her.
Okay.
Plus
the question was this weekend.
My wife came downstairs and she's like, "Well, you're kind of drunk." I'm like, "I've been sitting here watching crappy movies for 6 hours.
You can't do it sober." What's the worst movie ever made?
Doesn't work again?
No. Ice Pirates.
Yes, no. A couple of people said Ice Pirates.
Hold on. I walked out. It's the only movie I ever walked out of.
What's the Will Ferrell Napoleon Dynamite skating movie?
Blades of Glory.
Blades of Glory.
See,
think that's the worst movie ever made?
That's up there.
I liked that movie a lot.
It was so dumb. It's like so.
It's good.
It's like, dude who stole my car.
Dude, where's my car? Yep. I saw that in a movie theater. Blades of Glory was not great. Will Ferrell has not come out with anything particularly funny in quite some time.
Get Hard.
Well, the problem
that was hysterical.
It was all right.
That was great.
I laughed at parts of that.
You talking about Mayo?
The penis part is the only one that like really made me laugh.
Will Ferrell, he shouldn't have done that dog soccer movie. Like kid soccer movie.
One with Robert Duvall?
That killed him.
That was like on in the background a couple of weeks ago, and I thought, I can't believe people like enjoy this on any level. There's not one legit laugh in that thing, and it's like, Will Ferrell, Bobby Duvall. Well, nothing. Yeah. You got anything?
Nothing.
When a joke is Mike Ditka shows up, then you know you've got a...
read the script.
I would watch Rodney Dangerfield and Ladybugs 10 times out of 10 over that Will Ferrell one.
Old school is stupid. Not old school, but Back to School, Rodney Dangerfield. That was dumb.
Oh, because I hated
it. Back to School is a great movie.
I hated The Son. Like, I can't stand it.
Oh, yeah, The Son is the worst.
That's the point.
He was the worst. See, I've seen Anchorman because we just got, like, the movie channels. I've probably seen Anchorman at least 45 minutes of it 10 times over the last 4 months. That is a perfect film. There's no flaw in that film. All right, you guys enjoy yourselves on this Veterans Day, and that'll do it for us. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.